Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Well, we've had some great guests on this week. And that was fun. Color 3 did a special show. Very nice. Very fun group. From the band Boston. That's where they all met. I'm opening up the chat room. I love this little riff being played by Tony Salvatore. Go to Tony Salvatore Facebook and check out his music. Always fun. Love the music, don't we?
Venga aquí, siéntete, calme su mente, and don't be afraid.
Escúchame,
estoy siempre aquí, la voz dentro de su corazón.
I'm the air you breathe in, the sound of the wind and the leaf that mutters by.
Catch a wave in the sea, you'll be riding on me.
Yeah,
I am the sky.
When you walk in the sand, I'll be holding your hand. I am the strings of your guitar.
Listen,
I am the music in your heart.
Hijo, mi amor, the way is clear, though the path you're on might have some sticks and stones. Just love and let go, and you'll learn what you already know, that you're never, ever on that road alone.
I'm the air you breathe in, the sound of the wind and the leaf that flutters by.
Catch a wave in the sea, you'll be riding on me.
Look up,
I am the sky.
I'm the tune in your head when you're lying in bed. I am the strings of your guitar.
Don't forget,
I am the music in your heart.
Vicky Chats, how you doing? Long time no hear. How are things on the Isle of Crete? Every time I see a grape leaf, I think of you.
I'm filing my nails. It's another day. Rearranging my clothes.
from the second floor. Let's do service losers. Let's do
say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hello, an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Hey, that was my good friend George Bentinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. I'm sorry, George, I haven't been in there at 2 p.m. because 2 p.m. is my swim time. I only get to be out here on the island for this limited time, so 2 p.m. I'm out in the water. Who else do we have in the house? Why, it's the Wacko Network. Always a fun show, always interesting. Those guys know a lot about sports, I'll tell you that. But always fun. They have fun with each other there, and it's terrific. Vicky Chats is in the house. All the way out on Crete. Mmm, give me some of that fried cheese. George Bencher would like everyone to know Iona Trailer has her own show now. It'll be at 6 p.m. tonight on Dreamstream Radio. So check her out, too. George, does she have her own Facebook page like you do? The Mom and Pop Shop is on Facebook. Check that out. Richard B. Smart. Nobody's smarter than Richard B. Smart. Hey, am I forgetting anybody? Oh, Betty Jo, I should memorize your phone number. I see it there. Betty Jo Tucker's listening via her phone bill. Oh, how's your head, Betty Jo? I know you bumped yourself with the door. I hate that. It's worse than getting your fingers caught in the door. I don't know. No, fingers in the door? I don't know. There is no pain like that, I think, other than childbirth. Yes, Iona Trailer has a Facebook page. She is a lot of fun, George tells us, so check her out. Who else do we have? We have guests popping in and out. Guest, where are you from? Type it in there. If you have an event you'd like to mention, please do so. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Gotta love Betty Jo. Not only that, check out Betty Jo's blogs. She's got movie blogs. If you go to BettyJoTucker.com, I think you'll find information too. Betty Jo, I'm sorry, there's just so many. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And on August 27th, she's going to be having John Bad. I want to say Badham. It's or Badham. I hope he's not an actor. John Badham, acclaimed director of such great movies as Saturday Night Fever and War Games. Oh, I love War Games. And he's going to give us some insights on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. He also will reveal fascinating behind-the-scenes information concerning stars he's worked with, including Goldie Hawn, Mel Gibson. Ooh, Goldie Hawn, Mel Gibson, that would be Bird on a Wire, I think. John Travolta and Kevin Costner. Okay. And he's got a new book out, too, John Badham, on directing. So check out Movie Attic Headquarters this Tuesday at 4 p.m. Anyway, Betty Jo, hope you're feeling better from the chat room. We're all wishing you betterness. Is that such a thing, betterness? And, you know, nothing says betterness than a little old-fashioned comedy. I just love this routine by my favorite duo. And I think you know who they are. Oh, yeah.
That's them.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. Yeah. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday. In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
And what's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, we'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes, yeah, all lovely. Right.
Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fun.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judd, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have it.
All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters? What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. You had another brain, you'd have one.
George.
You have brains.
Yes.
And I, you know, I just happened to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play it?
Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is, I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
Huh?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fella with the largest head.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
Was I wrong again?
Lovely. You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow, two cows? That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, I'm
You are plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane, the parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me?
I do.
Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
And And if things went wrong and skies above were gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, 'cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I'd mend your hose and fix your clothes. That's what I'd do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, cafilte to fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And Mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da. You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that. You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone. With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean, what do we do?
Well, I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yeah. It'll
probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they'd like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on, get out of here.
Love the Burns and Allen. What did I get it wrong, George? It's 4 p.m. on Dreamstream. It's back on its old time. You're confusing me, George. You're confusing me. If you want to listen to George Bettinger's Mom and Bob Shop, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dreamstream Radio, 4 p.m. is the correct time to go there. Check it out. Always fun. Man of a Thousand Voices, George Bettinger. I own a trailer. You're going to have your show tonight, aren't you? It's going to be on at 6 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. I own a trailer. Okay. Anyway, we're having fun. Hi, Vicky Chats in the house. All right. I hope I got the right change of day there now. Well, yeah. Well, let's give me a cheer. I think so. And everybody in the chat room, this is you, Wacko Network. Part of the chat, George Bettinger, and of course, Betty Jo Tucker. Listening via phone. Go, Betty. We'll be right back. Love that talented girl. Look her up online. She's got great CDs out. Tuesday, August 27th, it's Tale, T-A-L-E, a storytelling show with music. It's at the Three of Cups, threeofcupsnewyorkcity.com. It's in the lounge downstairs, 83 First Avenue at East 5th Street in the East Village. Tuesday, 27th, 8:30, cover $5, no drink minimum, but there's a bar serving alcohol. The lineup is Rob Cantrell, Harmon Leon, Lauren Mall, D.C. Benny, Irene McGee, Bethany Hall, and music with Jeff Kornberg. Go check out Tale. Always a good show. Always a good show. And speaking of good show, Betty Jo got to log in. Woo! Now she logged out. Now she logged in again. Betty Jo, what are you doing? What is your blog again, Betty Jo? You've got so many things going. If you want to find out anything about movies, ask Betty. She's got it all up there. And she always knows the latest latest movies. Oh, www.bettyjotucker.com. Yeah, I said that before, that you go there too. I own a trailer. 6 p.m. show tonight on Dreamstream Radio, Richard B. Smart, the Wacko Network. Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. Check them out. Am I missing anybody? Vicky Chats. George Bettinger at 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook and join the funny thread that happens when they are all together. Anyway, we'll keep it moving right along here. It's just a busy, busy morning. Okay, how about some of that? The lovely Camille Theobald. Like, love that girl.
Dear bicyclist mumbling mean things to himself about me, you almost ran me over. The walking sign said go. Your light said don't go. It was red, if you don't know what that means. Bikes have to follow basic road rules if you're going to be riding on the road. You dummy. I think I heard you mumble. Damn, and you saw me coming. It doesn't matter that I saw you coming. Your light was red. You're not supposed to keep going when the light is red. It would be different if I was just walking across and there was a red hand facing me and there was a green light facing you. But that's not what happened, is it? No, that's not what the story was. So don't get all sassy with me, okay, cyclist? I ride my bike too, okay? So I know what it's like to be both a pedestrian and a bike rider. It's not like I'm some a-hole, ignorant pedestrian that walks in the middle of bike lanes and doesn't move when you yell at them. I am a respectful cyclist / pedestrian. And I follow the rules, for the most part. I bet you've hit someone. I bet you've already hit a pedestrian before, haven't you? There's always got to be that one that just sets the stereotype for all other people. You are what makes cyclists look bad. You are why taxis and pedestrians get pissed off at cyclists. I hope you're ashamed. And I really hope that people don't judge other bicyclists by their form of transportation because of you, but that they judge them from their own actions. Love, Camille.
Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They took me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters.
Burning hair. not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
One sock and out of work. faded, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you wanna find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me cray to the Z. Make me.
Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Check her out 4 p.m. this Tuesday on Movie Attic Headquarters Blog Talk Radio and join the chat room. George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And tonight, if you just go out and run around the block and come back, you can listen to I Own a Trailer at 6 p.m., both on Dream Stream Radio. Go check it out. Also, join their Facebook pages as well and check out www.BettyJoTuckerMovieAttic Headquarters for anything you need to know about the movie biz and what's happening and what's to see and what's not to see. Check those out. It's Richard B. Smart, the Wacko Network. Yeah, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Check them out. Always a fun time and conversation. Never know what those guys are going to say. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. I think we'll go out with a little Scat Nancy. Thank you all, and Vicky Chat.
I won't dream of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. now. What this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably